Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim in Maseches Negoim. Lui Nishmas Elisha Chanina ben Harav Aaron Avram. And the third Mishnah on the first Perek, it says, Arba Maris Negoim Melo Mitztarfim Zeim Zeh. These four appearances. Some have the Girsa we discussed in the previous Shi'urim. Some of these four Maris that we talked about in the first Mishnah, Mitztarfim Zeim Zeh, combine with one another, lift or to make tohar, ulahachlit to confirm, ulahazgir to confine, lahazgir sa'omed b'sof shavua rishon, lift or sa'omed b'sof shavua sheni, to be mazgir, to confine somebody who is standing at the end of the first week, to pater somebody who is standing at the end of the second week. We have already had numerous shiurim on this Mishnah. We explained it kipshuto. We went a little bit more in depth. And now we are going to discuss Shitas HaRavid. The Ravid writes, so obviously those who don't understand the Mishnah can learn it themselves or listen to the previous Shi'urim. But now we'd like to go into Shitas HaRavid. The Ravid in Torah's Kohanim writes that it says in the Mishnah that they're mitzdaref lahachlit, that the various maros combine to be machlit, to confirm the person, means al yedei pisyon, when it spreads, when it expands, shimhaya nega baheres uvisof shavua pasa mimaris es Omisid ha-heichol machlito. That if there was a nega of baheres, there was a nega of a light white, and then at the end of the week, it expanded from a mare of seis. What is seis? Like we discussed in the first Mishnah, that it says in the Torah, Adam kier bor b'sar seis v'sopachas v'vaheres. If a person has in his skin a seis v'sopachas v'vaheres, and it's neged tzaras, so the baheres is very bright white, seis is a duller shade of white. These are the two avos, these are two primary negaim. And what is the sapachas? The sapachas is a tolada. It is a derivative. So what happens if you have a pisyon, you have an expansion of a nega beheres? It started at beheres, and what did it expand to? It expanded to a maris seis, or misid ha-heichol. So it's not the same color. It's either a different av, or it's a tolada. Because it says, Baharis is azek ishelik, shniyala kisid ha-heichol. So it expanded either with a different av, or with its own tolada. Nevertheless, when it does such an expansion, the din is that it becomes mukhlat, the person becomes mukhlat. So we see that the Ravid holds she'ena nega mitame mishum pisyon ki im kishepasa hanega v'marish mitztarif la'uma la'ikar hanega. When does a pisyon in fact machlit a person? When does a person become a mukhlat because of this evil pisyon, because of this expansion, because of this spreading? And that is only when it is what's mitzdarif to the om. The om is the ikar nega. What's mitzdarif to the it has to be a mara that is mitzdarif to the ikar nega. Because we know that in order for a nega to become tameh, it needs to be, there's a machlokes, but according to some Rishonim, it needs to be either, obviously, that nega itself, if it's a shir kagris, or two ovs, a seis and a baharis are mitzdarev, or an ov and its tolada. But what about an ov and the other tolada? The tolada of the other ov? No. They're not mitzdarev for the ikar mare, and the Ravid holds, none of them are mitzdarev for the ikar mare, they're also not mitzdarev for the pisyon, for the spreading of the mare. And therefore the Ravid is mitayek to write, shepasa mi baheres l'seis, it's expanded from a baheres to a seis, which is another av, so those two can be mitzdarev, or l'sid ha-heichal, or to the sid of the heichal. La'afuke, and this will exclude krumbeitza, because krumbeitza is the tolada of a se'es, and this tolada of the se'es, the krumbeitza, is not mitzdarev to a beheres. Sid ha'echel is, because sid ha'echel is its tolada, but not krumbeitza. Uvechai gavna ein danim ze lepisyon, and in such a case we are not done that this is a pisyon. This is all explained by the Nachalatz Binyamin, the great Gaon Rebbe Binyamin Saratskin Shlita, in his Perish on the Maseches Negoyim. So he says that it's not mitzdarev to mashlim the sheer nega. So the Ravid says it's also not mitzdarev to cause a pisyon. However, the Rash of Shimshon Mishantz later on, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, writes to explain the Torah's Kohanim, Im Pasa Tameh, Ein Li Ela B'Mara, Shelo B'Mara, Minayim Tameh Lomer, Im Pasa Tifseh, Perush, B'Mara, Shehanega Sheleg, V'Hapisyon, Sheleg, Shelo B'Mara, Shehanega Sheleg, V'Hapisyon, Sid O Krum, O Mi O Mai, Ayin Sham in the Rash. So it says, if it's spread, it's tamei. So the Teres Kahanim says, I only know if it's spread with the mare. What about shelo b'mare? Talmud Lomer, it says a double lush and pasal tifseh. What does that mean? So let's say you have a mare that's sheleg, that's white like snow, and then the pisyon is sheleg, that's b'mare, that's the same color. What does it mean shelo b'mare? So he gives an example. The nega is sheleg, and the pisyon is sid or krum. Wow, so sid is told as Baheres, so that's cool. But Krum is told as Hase'es, and nevertheless it's considered a Pisyon. So we see Meiridik, that the Rash argues with the Ravid, and the Rash learns that even though it's not Mitzdarif for the Iker Nega to create a Teras Nega, nevertheless, if it's spread with a different type of Nega that wouldn't be Mitzdarif to the Iker, it's still going to be a Tamei Nega. And you're going to be machlit this nega based on this pisyon. So if you have a baheres kesheleg, and then this baheres kesheleg is extended by a krum, which is told us has se'es, it's a completely different tolada, it should not be mitzdarif, right? You think, and that's how the Ravid Taka holds. But the Rash says it is mitzdarif. That's the machlokes. Now the Rash explains that we see in the Braisa, Yachol Kemare, Hainu Kemare Omamish. When it says Yachol Kemare, it's the same exact Mare. That if the Nega is Sheleg, the Pisyon also has to be Sheleg. And then we learn from the Pasuk of Pasot Tifseh that Mikol Makom, that even if the Pisyon is Sid, which is the Tolada, or Krom, which is told us as Se'es, it's still considered a Pisyon. However, we could learn differently. And that is that Salka Daitach Amina, that we require that the Pisyon should be Kimara Shel HaNega Mamish,
that the pisyon should be the exact same color as the nega. So kamash malan kra. So you have a pasuk that even if it was pasa lemarit toladito, that's also considered. In other words, the brisa is not muchrach. We are not compelled to learn like the Rash that the shalo kemare means. Shalo b'mare, that it's not the same mare, means any other type of mare. No, it could be that when it says shalo b'mare, it means with its own tolad. It doesn't have to be, if it's the ab of Baharis, it doesn't have to extend to Baharis. It could also extend to another type of mare, i.e. the tolda of Baharis. But let's say it extends to the Mara of his ace. So it could be that even though the Mara of his ace is mitstarif lamara Baharis to be mechel teres nega, nevertheless for Pisyon that's not enough. Because as we explained in the previous shiur, there's a difference between the tseirif of an av and a tolada than the tseirif of shnei avos. That was a very critical shear that we had, that we showed that an av and a tolada are different than two avos. So it's true as we derived, this was in the shear that we had in Mishnah Aleph, it's true that we derived that two avos are mitzdarif to each other, nevertheless, it's not considered a simentum of pisyon if they're two avos, because that's only if the guf hanega was pasa. And what's the guf hanega? Either the av or the av in the tolada. But if it extended to a se'es, even though gadal shir hanega, but that's just a din of a chibur and a tseiruf, and that's not a simentum. So we could understand, again, first we had the ravid learned that pisyon is an av together with another av, or an av together with its tolada. Then we have the Rash who says that the pisyon is anything. It could even be with a different tolada. That's also machlit. But we're suggesting that Achaz Binyamin says no, that for pisyon it has to be the extension of that nega. What's the extension of that nega? Either the of itself is mispashet, is pas pasa, or the of in its tolada, because the tolada is be'etzim the same as the of. So it's a derivative of the of, so it can be considered an extension of the of. And as we explained in that shir, the tseruf of an of and a tolada is different than the tseruf of two avos. Two avos you need to come on to tseruf, but an of and tolada are really natural. So therefore, in order for there to be a tseruf over here of the pisyon, it would need to be the av and the tolada, and not a different av, and certainly not a different tolada. And Taka, in the Kiryas Sefer, he writes like this, the beginning of Perek Dalet, in the name of Rabbeinu Hillel, I'm quoting his Lashon, V'kevan shehapisyon lavan ve'echad midalet maros hafakav de'beheres azik shelg ve'pisyon ve'kisid afilu achitamei d'chsi v'pasta mispachas bor v'lo k'si v'pasta beheres shema mina dim nishtana mishtanu mara pisyon mishelg l'sid avi tzapachas afilu achitamei midishanem v'deheres dimishtai be l'sapachas k'dam rinan kein matzasi v'nemukei taras kohanim v'rabbeinu Hillel. That since the pisyon is white with one of the four maros, even though it is beheres azek kisheleg, and the pisyon is what? Is kisid. What is seed? Seed is the tolada of beheres. Nevertheless, explains the Kiryas Sefer, it's tame, because it says upasta mispachas boor. And it doesn't say upasta habeheres. So Shema Amina, we see from this that im nishtanu mare hapisyon misheleg lesid dehave sapachas. So if the mare of the pisyon changed from sheleg, from snow white, to seed, to this other type of white, to this lime white, which is the tolada, nevertheless it's tamei, because it says upasta hamispacha, so it can even be a mispachas, which is the tolada, but it has to be its tolada and not a different av, and certainly not a different tolada. So I found in the Nemuke Torah's Kana, the explanation Torah's Kana of Rabbeinu Hillel, and that's exactly like we've been saying. So here we have an interesting discussion of whether the what's considered an expansion of a mare that is going to make it tame muchlat. Okay, so Amir Tashem, we have so much more to say. We pray to Hashem Yisbarach that He give us life and Simchas Chaim to be able to say it. And we should be Olam L'Shem Lasta Kaim's Kol V'Sam to us V'Hava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom Shalom.